Display case types and their defrost strategy. The common refrigerated display case styles in supermarkets and stores: open multi-deck, glass door reach-in, coffin/well, service deli, and combination cases, and how case style drives defrost frequency, defrost type, and the service problems you'll see on each. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A display case is a refrigerated fixture built to keep product cold while customers see and grab it. The case design is a constant fight between two goals: show the product open, well-lit, easy reach and hold temperature, which wants a sealed, insulated box. Where a case lands on that spectrum decides how hard its evaporator works, how fast it frosts, and therefore how it has to defrost. You'll run into a handful of standard styles, and knowing the style tells you a lot before you even open a panel. How it works: open multi-deck vertical, no doors, produce, dairy, deli grab and go, packaged meat. Cold air is blown down a back panel and across the shelves, and an air curtain of cold air falls across the open front to hold the cold in. These cases are infiltration machines. Warm, humid store air constantly mixes into the air curtain, so the evaporator picks up a lot of moisture and frosts fast. Open multi-decks defrost the most often of any case. Glass door reach-in vertical, with doors. Frozen food, ice cream, beverages, increasingly dairy and deli too. Doors cut infiltration dramatically, so the coil stays drier and needs less frequent defrost than an open case at the same temperature. Frozen food reach-ins run low temp and use electric or hot cast defrost. The doors usually have anti-sweat, anti-condensation heaters in the frame and glass. Coffin/well/bunker case horizontal, open top. Frozen novelties, ice cream, sometimes packaged meat. Cold air pools in the well, cold air sinks, so a horizontal open case actually holds temperature fairly well with relatively little infiltration, compared to an open vertical case. Lower frost load, less frequent defrost. Service/deli/meat case. The serve-over, staffed counters, meat, seafood, deli, bakery, prepared foods. Product sits on a slanted display deck behind glass, with a coil below or behind. Often runs medium temp. Defrost frequency depends on whether it's open front or glass front and how much it's loaded with warm product. Combination cases stack functions: an open produce deck up top with a refrigerated well below, or a multi-deck with some glass door sections. Each section may be a separate evaporator circuit with its own TXV and its own defrost. The case style determines three defrost decisions. Defrost type: above freezing cases. Most fresh product cases can use off-cycle warm air defrost. Just stop cooling and let the case air melt the coil. Below freezing cases, frozen, ice cream need electric or hot cast defrost because the case air is too cold to melt anything. Defrost frequency: driven by frost load, which is driven by infiltration. Open vertical multi-decks frost fastest to most defrosts per day. Sealed glass door and horizontal wells frost slower to fewer. Defrost length and fan handling: off-cycle just needs the fans to keep blowing case air. Electric/hotcast needs fans off during defrost and a fan delay afterward, so the coil recools before fans restart. In the field, identify the style and the temp class first. Open vs. doored, vertical vs. horizontal, medium vs. low temp. That tells you what defrost type to expect and roughly how often it should run. Find the case's evaporator and defrost gear. Off-cycle no heaters, fans run through defrost, electric heaters in the coil plus a termination sensor plus heated drain on freezers, or hot cast solenoid. Read the case controller/defrost schedule. Each case or lineup has a defrost count per day and a termination method. Compare it to the case style and the symptom. Check the air curtain and discharge/return on open cases. A disrupted air curtain blocked honeycomb, fans out, overstocked above the load line. Products in the return air slot wrecks temperature and piles on frost. Watch a forced defrost to confirm it actually clears the coil and drains, then returns to cooling with the proper fan delay. Normal values and targets: open multi-deck medium temp, product target around the upper 30s degrees, defrosts often 4 or more times a day because of high infiltration, frequently off-cycle since the box is above freezing, glass door frozen reach in low temp, product well below 0 degrees, electric or hot cast defrost, typically only a couple times a day because doors keep the coil dry. Anti-sweat door heaters run to keep frame/glass clear. Coffin/well freezer, low temp, modest defrost frequency thanks to low infiltration in a horizontal open well. Service/deli/meat case, medium temp, product in the mid to upper 30s degrees, defrost frequency between an open multi-deck and a doored case depending on construction and load. Discharge air vs product temp, Discharge air off the coil runs colder than the product set point. Product temperature is what the health inspector and the customer care about. Measure product slash return, not just discharge. Representative, always confirm against the case data plate, the controller and the product being held. Common faults and what they mean. Open case warm on top shelf, cold on bottom. Air curtain failure, evaporator fan out, blocked honeycomb, overstocked above the load line. The curtain isn't reaching the top, so the upper shelves lose the cold. Open case frosting slash icing fast and not recovering. Infiltration too high to frost frequency too low for the conditions. Products blocking the return slot, or a damaged slash short cycling air curtain. More infiltration than defrost can clear. Frozen reach indoors sweating or icing on the frame. Anti-sweat, anti-condensation heater failure or a control turning them off. Glass and frames fog or frost. Any case iced solid. Defrost not completing or a frozen slash clog drain refreezing the melt same root causes as any evaporator. Open heater. Bad termination sensor. Failed hot gas valve. Plug drain. Product warm but coil looks clean and cooling. Not a defrost problem. TXV. APR setting. Solenoid. Low charge to that circuit. Or a fixture sharing a struggling suction group. Case temp swings with store traffic. Open cases are sensitive to ambient store humidity and or area drafts. Heavy traffic and HVAC problems in the store raise infiltration and frost load. Tech tips and gotchas. Case style predicts the problem. Open multi-decks live and die by the air curtain and frost load. Doored cases live and die by door heaters and gaskets. Horizontal wells are the most forgiving. Walk up knowing which fight you're in. Don't blame refrigeration for an air curtain problem. A warm top shelf on a clean, cooling open case is almost always airflow fans, honeycomb, overstocking, not charge or metering. Overstocking is a real fault. Product loaded above the load line or stuffed into the return air slot breaks the air curtain and chokes return airflow. It looks like a refrigeration problem and it's a stocking problem. Off-cycle only works above freezing. If a freezer case got set to off-cycle defrost no heat, it ices up. Wrong defrost type for the temperature class. Anti-sweat heaters are part of a freezer door case. Sweating slash frosting glass and frames usually means those heaters or their control failed, not the refrigeration. Measure product slash return temperature, not just discharge. Discharge air is always colder than product. A case can have cold discharge and still be holding product warm if airflow or defrost is off. Health code temperatures are product temperatures. Combination cases can have independent circuits. One section warm, while the other is fine, often means that section's own evaporator slash TXV slash defrost. Check whether they're separate circuits before assuming one fault covers the whole case. Safety slash code notes. Product holding temperatures are a food safety matter under the applicable food code. Cold holding limits drive the case set points. Document temperatures when servicing. Defrost heaters and anti-sweat heaters are electrical loads. Lock out and verify dead before servicing the coil or door circuits. Refrigerant and hot cast defrost work follows EPA Section 608. Recover, never vent. Condensate drains on freezer cases commonly require heat trace and proper routing per the applicable mechanical slash plumbing code to prevent refreezing and pan overflow.